Different types of prisoners. Remand prisoners. What does being on remand mean? If you are charged with an offence and you are in prison waiting for your trial, then you are on remand. You can be remanded in custody or released on bail if you or someone else pays a bond or surety to the court. The decision to remand you in custody depends on a number of factors, including the type of offence you are charged with, the evidence in support of the charge, your previous history of turning up at court, your previous behaviour while on bail, if you ever were, whether you are awaiting trial for other offences, whether there is evidence that witnesses will be intimidated while you are awaiting trial, and whether a senior Garda officer is of the view that it is necessary that you be remanded in custody to prevent a serious offence being committed. The district court can remand you in prison for no longer than 8 days on your first appearance at the court. On your second appearance, you can be remanded for a further 15 days or for 16 to 30 days if you and your legal advisor agree. Your rights as a remand prisoner are not the same as sentenced prisoners in relation to visits. There is further information on this below. If I'm on remand, will I be placed with convicted prisoners? This depends on what prison you are sent to on remand. As a remand prisoner in Ireland, you don't have a right to be separated from convicted prisoners. However, the minister has to, as far as it is possible, separate remand prisoners from convicted ones. This is so that the safety of prisoners and staff is maintained and that the human rights of prisoners are protected as far as possible. If you are a male remand prisoner in Dublin, you may be sent to Cloverhill Prison in Clondalkin. It is the only prison in Ireland which is reserved for remand prisoners. If you live outside Dublin, then you will be remanded in the nearest prison to you and you might have to share a cell with convicted prisoners. What right to visits do I have as a remand prisoner? Remand prisoners have the right to a 15-minute long ordinary visit each day for up to 6 days of the week. See table on page 15. A prisoner can name up to 8 people on their visitor panel each month. Once a person has been nominated by you, they can book an appointment through the prison. Remand prisoners in Cloverhill Prison are allowed 1 15-minute visit a day up to 6 days each week. What access to a legal advisor will I have as a remand prisoner? All prisoners have the right to legal advice at any reasonable time. Can I have access to private healthcare as a remand prisoner? Yes. Prisoners who have not yet been convicted can, with the permission of the governor, access the services of a doctor or dentist other than the prison doctor or dentist. The governor must agree that there is a real medical need for the medical profession to visit the prison. If you are allowed to receive private health care, you will have to pay any expenses from the visit of the doctor or dentist to the prison. If you agree, the governor can pay these expenses out of any money belonging to you, which was kept by the governor for safekeeping after you were admitted to prison. What type of regime will I have access to on remand? Remand prisoners may, with the agreement of the governor, take part in authorised, structured activities, but you will not be forced to do this. Immigration detainees. As an immigration detainee, what can I expect in prison? If you are not an Irish citizen and you are kept in prison for any reason, the prison governor must make sure that you can contact a legal advisor and you understand the rules about legal visits. Your legal advisor can visit you at any reasonable time during the day and you should not be refused a visit from them. What should I do if I am detained and want to apply for asylum? Asylum is protection from the state to people who have left their native country as refugees escaping from danger. You should tell the governor or your class officer that you want your legal advisor to visit you to start your asylum application. If you need an interpreter to help you communicate with your legal advisor, the governor may provide you with one. If you are applying for asylum, then you should also be able to contact the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees through their office in Ireland, and any bodies that aim to protect the civil and human rights of foreign nationals or asylum seekers in Ireland or internationally, such as the Immigrant Council of Ireland, the Irish Refugee Council, and NASC, the Irish Immigrant Support Centre. You should be allowed visits from these organisations. However, a prison officer can be there during the visit unless the governor says otherwise. Female prisoners. As a female prisoner, how can I expect to be treated in prison? Women should be kept in separate areas to male prisoners, and male prisoners should not be allowed access to areas at the same time as female prisoners. The governor may, however, allow male and female prisoners to participate together in authorised activities. What happens if I am pregnant or have a baby when I am committed to prison? If a woman with a baby is committed to prison, arrangements can be made for the child to stay with her, for example, to allow for breastfeeding, up to the age of 12 months. If you are pregnant and likely to give birth while you're in custody, the governor should make arrangements for you to give birth in a hospital with suitable facilities outside the prison. The governor will check with the HSE, the Health Service Executive and Probation Service and may allow your baby to stay with you up to the age of 12 months. If the HSE assessment says that it is best that your child stays with you in prison until they are 12 months, the governor will provide the necessary items and food that your baby needs. Towards the end of the baby's time with you, the baby may be allowed to spend time outside the prison, for example, weekends with the family member who will care for them during your time in prison, in order to prepare you and the baby for eventual separation. Your child will only be allowed to stay with you in prison after the age of 12 months in very special circumstances. If the governor allows your child to stay with you after 12 months, you will have to arrange for any items or care needed at your own expense. The governor will check with you and the HSE as to whether your child will be placed in care when they leave the prison. The best interests of the child should always be the main concern. Children and young people. What rights do children and young people in prison have? Young people under the age of 18 should be kept separate from adult prisoners as much as possible. All under 18-year-old females who are detained stay in a children's detention school. If you are male, under 18, and put in prison in St. Patrick's Institution, you should be kept apart from prisoners aged over 18 as much as possible in relation to accommodation, education, work, training, recreation and exercise. The governor may allow you to mix with older prisoners in authorised structured activities if the governor believes it is necessary for your well-being, for example, if you have an older brother or family member in the same prison. As far as possible, you will be encouraged and allowed to associate with other young prisoners while serving your sentence. The governor must, however, keep young prisoners separate from older prisoners if they might be at risk. If you are under 18 years of age and are due to be released from prison, the governor should make sure that your parent or guardian knows when and where you will be released. If the governor can't contact your parents or guardian, or they can't or won't meet you or provide you with accommodation when you get out, the governor will try to contact a friend or relative who might be able to help. If necessary, the governor will contact an appropriate agency that might be able to help you find accommodation. The governor must keep a record of any person or agency they tried to contact about this. Details of letters, phone calls and visits for young people can be found on page 13.